Dead Phones Don't Ring. Written by Polet. Fandom: Until We Meet Again. Read by Pieces of Stars. 9:05 p.m. Battery percentage 32%. Dean's hand slid along Palm's shoulders, hooking under the yellow strap of Palm's backpack before his palm pressed flat against the wall. He leaned in, pitching his voice low as Palm slipped off his shoes. "Palm." Palm turned at the sound of Dean's voice and at the warmth of Dean's proximity, to discover Dean was a lot closer than he was expecting. He gave a small start that quickly turned into a grin. "Pete-Dean," he answered, dropping his shoulder to let his backpack slide off and onto Dean's arm before leaning up for a kiss. They stayed there, kissing unhurriedly, Palm's hand resting at the small of Dean's back, fingers sliding between the fabric of Dean's white shirt and the belted waistband of his pants, and Dean leaning against the wall, Palm's backpack hanging from his arm, until Palm's phone rang. Dean groaned, following Palm's mouth as Palm broke the kiss and retrieved his phone from his pocket. "Hello?" Palm said, planting his hand firmly on Dean's chest to keep him from attempting distraction as he took the call. "Palm!" Manel's voice announced from Palm's phone, and Dean raised an unimpressed eyebrow. "What do you need, Manel?" Palm asked, recognizing the tone of Manel's voice.
"The theater club is going to be working on another play, and I need to arrange all of the food. So, of course, you and the cooking club were first on my mind. But I don't know what menu to decide from. And while we're on the topic, I'm supposed to be meeting Peeprook's aunts and uncles next week, and I don't know what to make for them. Palm, you're my only hope."
She took a breath, and Palm reached up to finger comb some of Dean's hair out of his eyes.
"I'm sorry that I'm always calling and asking for food. You know I love you for other reasons, right? Not just because you're the best cook I know." Although he couldn't fully hear Manel's end of the conversation, Dean didn't miss the way that Palm's face softened ever so slightly at his friend's words.
He dropped his hand from the wall and let Palm's backpack slide down his forearm and into his hand before setting it on the floor.
"Let's talk about it tomorrow morning," Palm said, ducking his head out of the way as Dean leaned forward, clearly aiming for another kiss. "You are the best," she said as Palm said goodbye, and ended the call a half second before Dean took a step forward and he took a step back. And he was flush against the wall, and they were kissing again. Dean's hands curved around Palm's hips. Palm's hands slid into the back pockets of Dean's pants. And just as lips began to part at the first flick of tongue, they both felt the vibration and heard the sound of a cavalcade of messages appearing on Dean's phone, one right after the other. It was Palm's turn to huff as he let his forehead fall against Dean's shoulder. He pulled Dean's phone out of his pocket and handed it to him. Dean stepped back slightly, keeping one hand around Palm's waist as he looked at his messages. They were all from Dell, who was checking in from a theater retreat and had managed to sprain her wrist, and the nurse needed to make sure that someone at home was made aware. And since their parents were in an inconvenient time zone, Dean was the next best authority-shaped individual. Dean sighed, and after releasing Palm's waist, he typed, "Do I need to sign anything?"
"No, I asked. You just need to know. I sent you the doctor's note."
"Are you okay? Do you need anything?"
"No, I'm okay."
"Okay, let us know if you need anything. Call if you need."
Dell's reply was a sticker with two hearts.
"We need to put them on Do Not Disturb," Dean said, following Palm into the room.
He untucked his shirt and watched as Palm loosened his tie. Palm exhaled a soft laugh as he took Dean's phone and wallet and placed them, and his own phone, on the bedside table, and reached into the drawer, taking out supplies.
"So?" he asked, pivoting on his heels, hands clasped behind his back, his thigh pushing the drawer closed and looking up from under his lashes in a pantomime of innocence as though they hadn't just been making out in the kitchen. As though Dean didn't see the condoms and lube Palm had placed on the table. Where were we? Dean answered by grabbing him by the waist and pulling him close. Message received. 8:05 a.m. Manau. I was looking at recipes last night, and I think I found some. Those are for the play, but for Peepruk's aunt and uncle, one has some dietary restrictions, but loves spicy food, and the other doesn't like spicy food, and I don't know what to do. Message received. 8:10 a.m. Manau. Okay, I have more about the food allergies. Message received. 8:20 a.m. Manau. If we're going to be doing dinner on Friday, when should we go shopping? 8:05 a.m. Palm woke up to sun streaming into the bedroom and a sated exhaustion throughout his body. He turned to look at the clock and saw that it was still relatively early. Well, early enough that he wasn't going to feel guilty about not getting out of bed yet. Not when he moved, feeling a pleasant ache in the muscles of his hips and thighs as he shifted onto his side to lean over and watch Dean as he slept. All of the sharp lines and angles that made up Dean's face during the day were softened and muted by sleep. Palm traced along one cheekbone and then cupped the side of Dean's face, leaning down to give him a gentle kiss. Good morning, Dean said as he opened his eyes, contentment turning them into deep pools, and a lazy smile turned to the corners of his mouth. Palm moved, draping himself half onto Dean to kiss him again, his thigh moving between Dean's legs. Did you sleep okay? I did. Palm shifted his thigh, offering some friction and pressure against Dean's crotch. Dean gave a sharp inhale through his nose and reached down to Palm's butt through his shorts. Are you hungry? He asked, recognizing the wolfish curl of Dean's mouth. I am, Dean said, flipping Palm onto his back. He moved onto his hands and knees above Palm and looked him up and down like Palm was the most delicious meal. Palm felt a shiver of anticipation go throughout his body. I could eat you whole. Palm laughed and rolled his eyes, even as the idea sent a bolt of arousal throughout his body. He rubbed his ankle along Dean's calf and hooked his arm around Dean's neck, pulling him down for a kiss. Dean kissed a path down Palm's chest, tangling the fingers of one hand with Palm's while the other hooked onto the waistband of Palm's shorts. He pulled them down over Palm's thighs, and smiled at the flush that almost immediately spread over Palm's body. Dean hummed, squeezing Palm's hand as he flicked his tongue over Palm's navel. He was ready as Palm's hips lifted off the mattress in reaction, leaning down and catching Palm's erection, the head of Palm's dick sliding past his lips. Palm gasped his name. Message received, 8:30 a.m. Group chat. Manau. Team, have you heard from Palm? Team. Not yet. Why? Manau. We were supposed to talk this morning, and I haven't heard from him. Team. He's probably still asleep. I'm still asleep, BTW. Manau. Fine. 9 a.m. P. Dean, Palm said, kissing the curve of Dean's hip, his fingers lightly tracing the inside of Dean's thigh. If I'm going to do this. Dean looked down at him and licked the salty sweat that had beaded at the top of his lip before he answered. Yes. Palm smiled and rested his hand on Dean's chest, palm up. He wiggled his fingers. I need the lube. Dean reached over to the bedside table, over his and Palm's phones, to the bottle of lube that was next to them. He grabbed it and handed it to Palm. The sweet sincerity of Palm's thank you, combined with the disorganized mess of his hair, bedroom eyes, and the smile wide enough to flash the peak of his molars, and reckless in a way only Dean was allowed to see, that Palm wore as he moved up onto his knees, between Dean's bent legs, made Dean achingly hard. Please. He said, as Palm slicked his fingers with lube. Since you asked so nicely, Palm said, kissing the inside of Dean's knee as he pressed a finger inside Dean. Message received. 9:30 a.m. Group chat. Manal. I still haven't heard from him, and I'm worried. Team. Message him online. Manal. Don't you think I haven't tried? Team looked at his phone. He wasn't worried. He really wasn't, but that wasn't like Palm. Team. Have you called him? Manal. Not yet. Team sighed and typed, okay, I will. When Palm's phone went immediately to voicemail, Team admitted that maybe he was starting to feel a tickle of anxiety. Before he contacted Manal, he decided to check with Wynn first. Hiya, he messaged. Have you heard from Pedeen? Not since practice yesterday, why? We can't get in touch with Palm and his phone's going to voicemail. Try Dean's then. Are you coming over? 10 a.m. Palm spit toothpaste into the sink and gave a jaw-cracking yawn. Next to him, Dean laughed around the toothbrush in his mouth, but found himself mimicking his boyfriend's actions when he too had to yawn. Are you hungry? Palm asked. And when Dean looked at him, he added, hungry for food this time. He leaned and pecked Dean's bicep as Dean rinsed his toothbrush. Dean swept Palm into his arms and carried him back into bed, smothering Palm's laughter with kisses. 10:30 a.m. Manal chewed on her cuticle as she looked at her open chat with Del. Del was hours away, and Manal didn't want to worry her. What could she do from where she was? But according to Team, Dean's phone wasn't working either. And that wasn't good. If Del didn't know where Dean was, they'd have to try Don. She typed a handful of variations of her questions, wanting to make sure that nothing sounded too alarming, until she finally settled on, have you heard from Pedeen? She waited. Not since last night, Del answered. I hurt my wrist and I had to send him the doctor's note. He was with Palm if you need to find him. That's not helpful, Del, Manal said aloud to her phone. Into the chat, she wrote, oh no, I hope you're okay, and sent a sticker with a cat in a cute nurse's hat that said, get well soon, and a promise that she'd try Palm. She decided to try one more option. She pulled up Instagram and found Palm's cousin's account. He'd posted a picture 2 days ago of him and his boyfriend on the beach that she liked before she clicked on the message button. Peace in. This is your cousin Palm's friend. Are you at home today? No, I'm in Phuket. Really not helpful, everyone, Manal nearly screamed. Is everything okay? All good. Enjoy your trip. 11 a.m. Bring the water to the table, Palm said, turning off the stove and sliding the omelet onto the plate. He looked over his shoulder at Dean, who was leaning against the wall, his arms crossed over his bare chest, his sleep pants slung low on his hips, and watching him fondly. And put on a shirt. Yes, sir. Dean stole a quick sniff kiss to Palm's cheek as he retrieved the water carafe and two glasses and walked toward the table. Palm took the plate and turned toward the table when there was a knock at the door. Palm, Pedeen, are you in there? Team asked from the other side of the door. Palm raised a questioning eyebrow at Dean, who returned to the kitchen holding their phones, one in each hand, an unreadable look on his face as Palm answered. Yes, he said as Dean held onto the phone so Palm could see the screens. They were both black. They're dead? Dead? Who's dead? Palm? Pedeen? Are you all right? Manal asked, her voice pitched high and loud. The knocks became more aggressive, and the door handle jiggled. What? No, no one's dead. We're fine, Palm said, and then dropped his voice. What happened? We forgot to plug them in last night. Everyone did seem to be pretty quiet this morning, now that I think of it. And shit, I was supposed to talk to Manal. Palm turned to Dean and pushed him back into the room with a shirt and plugged those in. Are you okay? Team asked. We've been trying to reach you all morning. The door handle jiggled again, but more calmly. Palm, Manal said, we've been worried sick.
Just a minute, Palm said. Dean opened the closet door and grabbed a t-shirt, pulling it on as he plugged the phones into their charging cables. Both screens lighting up to display a 0% charge. He stepped back into view just in time for Team and Manal to enter the condo, and for Manal to sweep Palm into her arms in a rush of emotion and words. Dean caught words like kidnapped and building collapse.
We didn't hear from you for almost a day, Manal said. Her cheeks appeared damp as she held Palm at arm's length.
And from behind her, Team gave a small Y to Dean. Palm gave a sympathetic laugh, but Dean didn't miss the thread of disbelief mixed with the amusement in his voice.
I talked to you last night. And we were supposed to talk this morning.
Manal stepped back and wiped her nose.
You didn't answer any of our messages, and both your phone and Pedine's went to voicemail.
The phones died. That's what you heard us talking about before you came in.
The outlet must have a short or something, and our phones didn't charge, Dean said as he wrapped his arm around Palm's shoulder.
He felt the slightest shift as Palm leaned into his touch.
And we just noticed it. I almost told Del and Palm's cousin that you were missing, Manal said,
and in response to Dean and Palm's look of surprise, Team jumped in.
But she didn't.
When Del said you weren't here and Peason said he wasn't home, we decided to come here first and check, Team said. His eyes darted from Dean to Palm. Dean could see realization starting to dawn on his face.
It's not like Palm not to message back. And when we couldn't reach either of you, we got worried.
But it looks like everything's good. Except for your phone batteries, of course.
You didn't look at your phones at all today and see it wasn't working?
Manal asked incredulously. Pedine and I were just enjoying the morning, and I guess we didn't miss the distraction. Team made a muffled cough. Palm looked at him and caught the glimmer of pride in his eye, and he had to swallow back a grin before he continued.
I didn't even think about it until now, he shrugged.
I'm sorry we worried you both.
It's okay.
Team reached out to grab Manal's arm. He nodded at the food.
It looks like we caught you just when you were about to eat. Have some food. We'll leave first. Hia Win will be relieved you're both fine.
I'm sure he will be.
Dean laughed, his thumb rubbing the back of Palm's shoulder.
I promise I'll look at your messages, and we can talk this afternoon, Palm said as Manal reached out for his hand. He took it and squeezed. I'm sorry that I made you worried.
I'm so happy you weren't kidnapped and held for ransom.
Come on, Manal, Team said, lightly pulling her. He dipped his head at Dean and Palm.
I'm glad you're okay. Have a good rest of the afternoon.
Team opened the door, and he and Manal made their exit. From the hallway, Dean and Palm could hear Manal ask,
What was that about?
Followed seconds later by an,
Oh!
That echoed down the hall. Palm turned his face into Dean's chest and sighed. Feeling shy? Dean teased gently. He could feel his own ears warming as he thought about what happened.
No, but we're going to hear about it forever.
Palm wrapped his arms around Dean's waist as his shoulders began to shake with laughter. We'll have to plan it better next time, Dean said, just before the sound of message notifications started to ding. The end. Thank you for listening.